We're going to move forward with our program now. This is a time we have in this conference where we want to continue celebrating the achievements of the young generation of our students. Around this room, you see 7 different posters that reflect the research that some of our students are conducting in many different environments and countries, like Kenya, Panama, Canada, also from a global perspective, in different types of approaches, projects that talk about the lives of rural women, talk about agroecological systems for pest management in Guatemala, for example, how to construct long-term relationships, collaborations between researchers and local communities, the Atlas from Panama. Do kids eat better when their mothers trust their neighbors? Many different questions. And like every year, Mrs. Erin Hogg, a long-term supporter of this conference, has provided us with her very generous award and donation to celebrate the student that was awarded this recognition, the first place certificate in the poster competition we had today. So this first place certificate is awarded to Audrey Makaka in recognition of an outstanding poster presentation at the 8th McGill Conference on Global Food Security, October 28, 2015. She works on social cultural challenges on vitamin A and iron status in young children in 2 districts in Kenya. Her poster is to my right. Is Audrey in the audience still? She's over there. Comes with a $100 check from Mrs. Erin Hogg to our work. All right. Great, thank you. I'm not kidding. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Now my glasses. Without the glasses. We're moving into the last phase of our conference. I moved to Canada in September of 2012, 4 conferences back, actually. October 2012, I came to my first McGill Conference for Global Food Security. And with my colleagues at McGill, we have been in charge, or I have been collaborating with them in putting together 3 conferences already. Every time when this time arrives, I have mixed feelings, because the conversations, the discussions, all the information, the knowledge, the experiences that our speakers or the participants share with us, it's just incredible. It's just a gift for us. Before coming to McGill, before coming to Canada, I was working as an associate professor, a tenure professor at Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. A friend of mine called me, told me that this institute was looking for a director, the faculty, the university was looking for a director for this institute. It took me some time to think about applying or not for this job. Over a little of 3 years, I can tell you I don't regret my decision. I would write the application several times more, and I will do a much better job in my interview to make sure that I get the job again. Thank you. When I got here, I had the opportunity to embark in a project that was developed thanks to the enthusiasm of many different colleagues. As I shared before, perhaps, or during my question, I'm originally from Guatemala. And when I got here, I was told there was a project just about to start in Guatemala with IDRC funding for 3 years. And we are about to wrap up that project in December. That project was brought to life thanks to several colleagues. And today I am proud, happy to introduce you to one of these colleagues. Dr. Audia Barnett, who is the representative or the representative of the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture in Canada, is one of those engines who brought that project to place, and many other projects. Dr. Barnett has been a strong supporter of our conference for many years. Some of our graduate students in this room visited AICAS, the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture, headquarters in Costa Rica some years ago, thanks to AICA Canada's support. Some other students have received also the support of AICA, not only in the Faculty of Agriculture, but other programs at McGill. This year, AICA funded the participation of 10 of the students in this room. We thank you very, very much for this. Audia has a lengthy resume, but I would like to express my gratitude and say thank you to a friend. And if you allow, I won't read what I have in this paper because there is much more that I can say about her than what is here. Thank you so much, Audia. She's in charge of wrapping up this conference, giving us her thoughts. Audia, welcome.
Thank you very much for being with us, please.
Thanks, Hugo. And I know everyone is tired, so I won't. I'll have you remember AICA in a good light by not keeping you too long. Just to say that, you know, I really want to commend Hugo and the team, because each year when the conference is being planned, you wonder, what next can you focus on? This conference has grown from strength to strength. It has looked at the impact of the financial crisis, for example, on food security. It has looked at political uprising on food security. It has looked at water resources and other resources. It has looked at nutrition. And I think this year is very timely for the Institute to look at an overall picture of food security based on the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals. We all know, and I think it was mentioned, that several of the goals relate to relieving hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. When I sit in this room, I feel that there's hope. I feel very heartened that we have both youngsters, young scientists, young researchers, as well as the more mature among us, looking at the issue, the very complex issue of food security, and coming up with practical solutions. No longer is a university considered to be an ivory tower, churning out research papers that sit on a shelf, but coming up with solutions for policies, solutions for actual innovations, solutions for commercialization of research work. So I want to congratulate Hugo again and the team for this timely theme today, over the last 2 days, and for putting together an agenda that is so, it resonates. You started off with IFAD, the president of IFAD, that I tried to get gauge because I wasn't fortunate enough to be here for his presentation, but I've heard him speak before, and I know he's a passionate speaker. And in speaking with persons about, you know, what was the take-home message, one that resonated for me was just do it. We have the solutions. We need to now get to work and just do it. When I looked at the agenda, I noticed that we had presentations from developed countries as well as developing countries. And many of us feel that the food security issue is one that is not so relevant for the developed economies. And we have heard today and over the last 2 days that we can't divorce ourselves from the issues. It's all intertwined. I was heartened to hear the last session because I think that more or less, I didn't have to speak after that last session. I think the last session did an excellent job with the convergence and co-construction, because all the relevant areas were put back on the table. There are a couple points that I wanted to just sum up, and as I said, I won't keep you, because I think after the inspiring message that set the stage yesterday, I think we have only added value today with the various presentations. And I wanted to just, in my own mind, consolidate some of the issues that I think resonate for both developed as well as developing countries. And AICA, the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture, as Hugo mentioned, is headquartered in Costa Rica. But we have a mandate for promoting sustainable agriculture and food security for the Americas. That's 34 countries within the Americas. And a recent study from IDB pointed out that the Americas, this section of the world, hold a solution for feeding the world's population. We have a responsibility to respond. So, I pulled and I noticed, I was really happy to see that all these issues were captured during the presentations. I pulled a few areas that AICA has been focusing on in our own plan for the hemisphere, because we feel that we have the opportunity to respond, but there are challenges. There are challenges to agriculture, and there are challenges that's holding us from making our full, making good on the full potential of the region in terms of feeding the world. So we have to address these challenges. And some of the work that's been done in Africa and other, you know, regions of the world, very, very pertinent for Latin America and the Caribbean. So I wanted to just share a couple of these because I think, you know, as I said, I'm not saying anything new. You all resonated these ideas in your presentations. Climate change. Climate change is a reality that is facing us, and it impacts all aspects, the four pillars of food security. And it is a reality for both developed as well as developing countries. Issues such as emerging pests and diseases, crop failure, migration, resource-based conflicts, you name it, all of these issues relating to climate change will impact food security. So we have to address them. We have to look at the two, we have to look at it in a holistic way. Equity. We spoke about the youth and trying to come up with very creative ways to make agriculture sexy and attract and keep the youth in agriculture, both as a business, but also in terms of that social good. Because believe it or not, many of our young people want to do something to solve the problems that are facing us. We spoke about women in agriculture. And that's an international theme, the gender issue. that has been embraced by many international organizations and NGOs. One issue that I wish we could speak a little bit more on is, and in the area of equity, is that of indigenous peoples. We spoke about the level of food insecurity in a country such as Canada being 12%, but in the indigenous, in the native regions, is up to 30 and 40%. What can we do to solve it? This is the same situation that we are seeing in several countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. So we have a responsibility to look at solutions, and I was about to say stop burying our heads in the sand, but we have to look at creative solutions. It's a complex issue. We spoke about the issue of technologies, ICT, precision agriculture, nanotechnology, biotechnology. We have a toolbox that we can utilize to improve our productivity and competitiveness of agriculture. And of course, that will help to keep agriculture sustainable. We have the issue of resource management, land, water, genetic resources. And again, this is an area that I think we need to spend a little bit more time looking at. How do we protect our genetic resources? How do we know what we have in some of the remote areas? How do we utilize our genetic resources in a sustainable way? So, colleagues, as we look at the food system, we recognize that it's not a one-size-fits-all, but there's some common threads that we can utilize, and we can use these to sew the fabric that will make us a stronger and more food-secure nation and globe, because no longer can we think of ourselves as being set apart from the rest of our neighbors. So I want to just close this session by saying thank you so much for inviting me. I think that the Institute has been doing a tremendous job, and I'm disappointed in the number of posters that we see, because I know that the research continues, and there are several students that have benefited from the internationalization of their research, seeing beyond the borders of just Canada, because your Institute is a global food security institute. So I want to congratulate you again.